With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump is courting libertarians these days. He stopped by for a speech at their convention in Washington, D.C. on Saturday.
We believe that the job of the United States military is not to wage endless regime change wars around the globe, senseless wars. The job of the United States military is to defend America from attack and invasion here at home.
Mr. Trump is also critical of President Biden's conduct in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is seeking help in cracking down on abusive artificial intelligence practices. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
There's a growing market of abusive sexual images made with AI technology, and the Biden administration is pushing the tech industry and financial institutions to shut it down. The White House calls it a pervasive problem and is leaning on companies and other organizations to provide meaningful tools that will prevent and mitigate harms. It's also urging Congress to strengthen legal protections and provide critical resources for survivors and victims of image-based sexual abuse. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Powerful storms have killed at least 11 people and left a broad trail of destruction across Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. It all happened late last night and early this morning. The weather has obliterated homes and destroyed one truck stop where drivers had taken shelter during the deadliest weather to strike the central U.S. in some time. 7 deaths reported in Cook County, Texas alone, right along the Oklahoma border. Hamas fired a barrage of rockets from Gaza today that set off air raid sirens as far away as Tel Aviv. No immediate reports of casualties. The Israeli army says they shot most of them down. This is SRN News. Minnesota lawmakers have failed to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed to cross the finish line by the deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. The text instead would have protected the right to be, quote, making decisions about all matters relating to one's own pregnancy or deciding whether to become or remain pregnant. The Vatican is again seeking to appease China. Leading Catholic officials are promising that the church will pose no threat to Beijing's sovereignty. They're also publicly stating that Western missionaries made, quote, errors in past centuries in their zeal to convert the Chinese. Relations have long been stymied over China's insistence on its exclusive right to name bishops as a matter of national sovereignty. This is SRN News. Walmart ends an exclusive credit card partnership with Capital One.
The company's announcement Friday says cardholders can still use their Capital One Walmart rewards cards, which will continue to accrue rewards unless customers are notified of a change. Walmart partnered with Capital One in 2019, but eventually soured on the deal. And in 2023, Walmart sued Capital One, saying the company was taking too long to process payments and mail replacement cards. A federal judge ruled in March Walmart could terminate the deal.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Today is Sunday, May the 26th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including legendary sports broadcaster Brent Musburger. He's 85 years old. Singer Stevie Nicks is 76. Actress Pam Grier has 75 candles on her birthday cake. Distance runner Zola Budd, remember her? She's 58. This is SRN News.